Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Dalid Omud Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simen Shin Chav Ches, which is an extremely important simen dealing with the halachos of Refuah on Shabbos. And we begin with Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Mako She'eino Shel Cholo. If you have a wound that is not an internal injury, so then Nishalin Bebaki Ubechola, then you have the right to go and ask a doctor what to do, or you can even ask the sick person himself what should be done, what does he feel or she feel is needed to take care of that wound. But you can't automatically be Mechal Shabbos for them without at least asking the sick person or asking a professional opinion. The Ein Mechalin will love Shabbos, and you're not allowed to, in this situation, be Mechal Shabbos for them, Ashiomer Echad Mehem, until either the doctor or the patient says, Shu Tzorech Lechilul, that I do feel that there is a need to desecrate the Shabbos. Or, Oshiyasa Eitzel Echad Mehem, Sakonas Nefoshos, which the Mishnah Berurah will say means that one of them, either the patient or the doctor, says that it now is a suffix, at least, of Sakonas Nefoshos. And then the Ramah says, Ayin Lekamen and Simen Tof Rei Shud Ches, which deals with the halachos of fasting on Yom Kippur, where many of the same rules apply. Now, this is extremely important to understand. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin explains that we're talking here about, even if it's a Sarech Lomar Sofek Sakonis Nefashos, it doesn't have to be that it's a Vade Sakonis Nefashos before we will take this patient to the hospital, be Mechal Shabbos for them, but you can in fact do this even when the patient or the doctor thinks it may be Sakonis Nefashos, as we stressed many times. I do not want anybody to come out of learning this simon and think that one should be in doubt as to when to be Mechal Shabbos. Bottom line, always, is whenever there is any possibility that it is a pikuach nefashos situation, one is mechuyev to be mechalo Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'rod Salomad, the Mechaber is telling us over here, da'afilu omrim, even if the doctor or the patient says, maybe, rak shema, yichbat olav acholi v'yistakein, maybe it will get worse over here, and then it will become pikuach nefashos, nami shari. Even in this situation, you're allowed to be mechalo Shabbos for them. And that's why the Ramah says over at the end in Ayin Kamen Simen Tov Rei Shud Ches, the Chaim Mavor Shom LeInyan Achilas Yom Kippur. The same halachas apply there. Should we or should we not feed somebody on Yom Kippur? If there's any concern by the patient or the doctor, then you should. Vuadin Kan. The same halacha applies over here. Now, Dear Shu footnote number 21 brings down, Ubitam Hadover Shemachal Shabbos Asofi Sakona. Why are we allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if it's only a doubt? Why don't we say, based upon the pasuk in Tehillim, Shomer Pesoyim Hashem. Hashem watches out for these types of people. So, Rav Chanan Wasserman's Zatzal, Hashem Yim Kom Domo, in the Kovetz Shiurim writes, She'ein Kasuv Ze Osek Ela B'Sakana She'odom Eino Yochol Lishom Imenu. God protects the fools, basically. God protects innocent people when there is no way that they could have done something to protect themselves. Then we have this principle, Shomer Pesoyim Hashem. Ulam, however, sakona should be yada odom lishomim menu. But if a person could do something to go and prevent the disease, and he says, oh, God will prevent it. I don't have to go to the doctor. I don't have to take care of this wound. I don't have to take care of this problem. God will take care of it. Then, im lo yasekein, if the person doesn't take care of it, lo yishmereyu meishamayim. Then we can't apply the pasuk, shomer pesoyim Hashem. God will not take care of it. God expects you to do your hishtadlus. Then we bring down for the chazanish, however, that if this is a sofek and it's not right now a suffix, but in the future it might be a suffix. So if you don't do anything right now on Shabbos, nothing will happen for sure on Shabbos. And the concern is that maybe at some point in the future, then there'll be a concern, a suffix, that it will be bad. So then the Chazon Ish says you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for that future potential suffix, Pikuach Nefashos. Again, I would stress, if this is not just a potential concern, but this is a real Vade concern on Shabbos, then even though the problem isn't going to occur on Shabbos, the problem will occur on Tuesday, you're mechuyev, as we brought down already yesterday, to take the medications on Shabbos that will prevent the problem from becoming life-threatening on Tuesday. That is not what the Chazon Ish is talking about. The issue foot number 22 brings down, how do we define over here that maybe he'll become sick? So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Azaz, Atzal brings down, Shesofik Pikuach Nefashos, Doche Shabbos B'Torah's Vadai. This idea over here, that maybe it will be Pikuach Nefashos, and therefore maybe you should be Mechal Shabbos, is totally incorrect. Your Vadai is supposed to be Mechal Shabbos for Sofek Pikuach Nefoshos. This is B'Torah's Vadai that you should be Mechal Shabbos, and not B'Torah's Sofek Bilvad. And he says, the Torah commands us with a Chiyuv, a Vadai Chiyuv, Lahatzel Nefoshos, even if it's only a safek pikuach nefashos. So somebody should not mistakenly say that it's a safek pikuach nefashos, so it's a safek, can I be mechal Shabbos? No, it's a vadai that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a safek pikuach nefashos. And in this way we fulfill what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, shelo yavo anoshim lidei safek sakana. People should not come to go and unfortunately get into a situation where they could be life-threatening. It is a mitzvah and a chiv to prevent that. Sivvav. Maka shal gav hayad. The gava regel, a wound that is on the back of the hand or on the back of the foot. We'll define in a moment what we mean exactly, what location, the back of the hand, the back of the foot we're talking about. And the Gemara tells us, and Tosus brings down there, that this is not talking about a wound made by a metal implement, which we'll learn about in the next sif, is automatically a concern, a major safek pikuach nefashos, but this is talking about a wound that's done on the back of the hand or the back of the foot that isn't occurring because of a traumatic metal injury. Likewise, v'chein mi shebala aluka, if somebody swallows a leech, v'chein mi shenishacho kelev shote, or if somebody is bitten by a rabid dog. Oh, echad mizochle ofer hamimisim, or he's bitten by a reptile. Zochali ofer is the crawling on the ground in the dust. These are reptiles that have the potential to go and kill with their bite. Afilu sofek imei misim lav, even if it's not a definite that this bite that just has occurred to you, or any of these things that just happened to you, the mak on the gav regel or the gav yad, it's not certain that they're fatal. If there's even a sofek over here, hareim kimaka shalcholo, they are treated exactly like the internal injuries, which are considered to be automatically life-threatening, and one is mechuyev to be mechal Shabbos in the care of them. The issue footnote number 23 brings down a discussion about what exactly is gav hayad and gav haregel. He quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, albeit he doesn't quote it exactly. I'm going to read you the exact words of the Aruch HaShulchan, which are, Hainu, Hayad v'haregel sha'achrei ho'etzbos, bitzad shel hatziponayim. This is the hand or the foot where the other side of the fingers are the nails. And that is why Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that the Aruch HaShulchan is not saying it means the back of the fingers, like the simple reading that we have here in the Dirshu footnote implies. And the Dirshu footnote does bring down Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who says that that's not what it means. So, but if you read the exact words of the Aruch HaShulchan, Rosh Shlomo Zalman makes a lot of sense. And indeed, this is now in perfect accord with the words of the Ksos HaShulchan, who says that gav ho'etzbos eino b'chal gav hayad, that the back part of the hand where the fingers are, where the nail is, for example, what we call the dorsum of the hand or the dorsum of the foot, eino b'chal gav hayad, is not called over here gav hayad or gav haregel. And again, the way that you read the Aruch HaShulchan carefully, like Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that you should, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Ksos HaShulchan are in fact not arguing. The Aruch HaShulchan is just telling us which side is the dorsum. It's the side that has the fingernails on it. But it doesn't mean to extend across the entire hand or the entire foot. It's only certain areas of the hand or the foot, opposite the palm or opposite the sole of the foot, but lav dafka by the fingernail area itself. Rav Nissen Karo Lashlita explains further that when we're talking about these wounds on the back of the hand or the back of the foot, it means kol dovers mishuna al gav hayad varego sheyesh lachush bol l'sakana. It's something that arises or gives rise to a concern over here of real sakana. For example, if it's swollen or it's very, very painful, or if there's a deep cut or there was some penetrating injury with an foreign object still inside. All of these are vadai safek pikuach nefashos and need to be treated carefully on Shabbos. This is certainly very, very true medically. We certainly have something called diabetic foot infections, which can be extremely serious and dangerous and must be immediately treated on Shabbos, even if they don't look so severe. But he points out, if it's something on a weekday, you wouldn't rush to see the doctor. You have a little cut, and it's a little bit red, and you're just cleaning it well with soap and water, so then you wouldn't rush to see the doctor, so you're not mechuyev to be mechal Shabbos, and you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for such a situation. Again, if there's absolutely no concern, on a Tuesday you wouldn't do it, so the general rule is if you wouldn't do anything for it on a Tuesday, then you shouldn't do anything for it on Shabbos. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Mechallin Shabbos al komaka shenasis machmas barzel. On Shabbos, you're mechuyev to be mechal Shabbos for any wound that was made with an iron implement. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Machmas Barzel, brings down from the Tshuva Shor that he was mistapek, if we're talking here about, has have to be a significant hard wound, or even if it's a wound made from metal, benachas, a softer type of a wound. Does that get included as well in a wound made from barzel? He's left with a tzorach ian. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Yud Ches points out, afilu eino b'chalal aguf. This is talking about where it's not in an internal wound, any metal wound, even if it's not an internal wound. And afilu shelo agaf hayad v'aregel, and it's not on the back of the hand or the back of the foot, which we just said previously, even if it's not a metal wound, and alach has kama v'kama, if it is a metal wound, that is a sofik b'kuach nefashos. So any metal wound you're allowed to be mechalal Shabbos for. And likewise, v'al shchin haba b'fiyat tabas, if you have some sort of a boil that's in the rectal or perirectal, perianal area. A person can sometimes get very serious abscesses there from various types of inflammatory bowel disease, and these are certainly medical emergencies, and these are certainly something that you're mechalal Shabbos for. V'al simta, what exactly is this simta? It's basically some sort of a pus-filled pharyngeal. And he says, v'hu anikra flun krov belaz, has a foreign language word which maybe has a relation to the word pharyngeal that we have for an abscess or a boil of some sort. This is also something that you're mechalal Shabbos for. Likewise, v'almishiyesh bo kadachas chambiosef, somebody has a very, very high fever, which we'll discuss exactly how high it has to be included in this din, or im simur, or if this fever comes with shivering, so then even if it's not such a high fever, these are all considered potentially life-threatening situations that one is mechuyiv to be mechalal Shabbos for. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Yud Ches explains what exactly is this kadachas cham biyoser. He says, hu anikra b'loshon ashkenaz tifus v'chadomer. This is something that we call typhus, and that is a very serious infection, obviously, and therefore certainly one should be mechal Shabbos for this. How high does the temperature have to be? So the issue footnote number 24 brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal and the Igros Moshe, hu dafka b'chom hanigram mitzinon b'yalma. We're talking here about fevers that are caused by chills. They come from some sort of an external source. It's some, for example, sickness that you have in your nose or in your throat. For these types of things, you need a higher fever. But if you have a fever that comes from internal organs, for example, you have a fever that's coming from your lungs or from other internal organs, then that's considered a makah shel cholol. Then even a small temperature, one would certainly go and be mechalal Shabbos for if it's all to be from an internal infection. How high does the temperature have to be to raise the concern over here that you should be mechalal Shabbos even when it's not from an internal infection? So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal continues to add in the Giras Moshe in the same place. Shekivin shemechal and Shabbos afal sofik sakana. So we mechal Shabbos even for a potential sofik nefashos. So he says one should be mechal Shabbos by definition for a temperature of 102 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 38.9 Celsius. And he says if the person is at all sick, then one should be mechal Shabbos even for a fever of 101, which is 38.3 Celsius. And he writes, if the sick person says, I don't feel well, I need to go to the hospital, then we listen to him. Furthermore, he brings down from the Shelus Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Revozes Atzal, Shebechom Shoyoser Me'arboyim Malos, if you have more than 40 degrees Celsius, which is about 104 Fahrenheit, that's absolutely Yesh Lachush Sakana. Just that high a fever automatically goes and brings you into a category of Cholash Yeshbo Sakana. And he adds, Shemishiyesh lo kitzatz chom, if you have only a lower temperature, a slight temperature, but it's accompanied by a shiul, which is a cough, or something like that, it has other symptoms with it, dino kechole she'en bo sakana, you have the halachic status of a chole she'en bo sakana, and you're allowed to take medicines for that. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal brings down a very, very practical advice. Shekol ot lo huvrar shachom noveya misibo she'enu misakenes, esachole. If you can't state for certain that this temperature is not life-threatening, a person has a mild cold, it's clear he has a mild cold, and he has a temperature of 101, you're not mechalal Shabbos for that person. But if he has a fever and you don't know what it's due to, that is by definition bechalal chole sheyesh bo sakana. And that is very practical and very good sound medical advice, because if you don't know what the fever is due to, it could be something, rachmon litzlan, very, very serious, and you have the right to be mechalal Shabbos for that. And Rav Nissen Karl Shlita as well brings down, if you take something that normally brings down the temperature, you take some Tylenol, you take a non-steroidal that normally should knock the temperature down, but it doesn't, and the person still has a high enough temperature, that also is now in the category of a chola sheyesh wasakana, and you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos until you figure out that it's not, Baruch Hashem, something life-threatening. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Chof, and he writes, if you have a lower fever with shivering, that's what the word simur means. And he writes, Milshon tisamer saras bisori. That's where the word simur comes from. It made the flesh of my hair stand up on end. That's what tesamer means. V'anikra shoderin, v'loshin ashkenaz, which means tsamar moretz, which means shivering. Shibaha krirus v'achamimus v'pamachas. You have basically a shaking chill along with the fever. They come simultaneously. Lafuke, as opposed to kadachas amot, so your regular simple fever from a cold, let's say, shabah mitchilah hakrirus viachakach hakamimus. First, you feel a little bit chilled, and then later on, you get hot. That ain zevichlal cholish yesh bo sakana. That doesn't automatically make you a cholish yesh bo sakana. Again, within the caveats that we've already mentioned. Omikamakam, however, ayide ein yehudi mutal lechal of Shabbos, but certainly a nisa de rabbanon to ask a non-Jewish person to do something for you, just amirali akum, that would be allowed because the person is at least a chole she'ein bo sakana. Now we go to Sif Ches. The Mechaber writes, Yisha ochazo dam. If somebody has this accumulation of blood, what exactly does that mean? So we'll see in Dirshu footnote number 25 from Nissan Karolitz, this means mashakari bizmanenu, what we call nowadays lachatz dam. You have either a high or a low blood pressure. V'yesh ofanim sheshayach bo bikuach nefashos. And certainly, both high and low blood pressures can be potentially sofek pikuach nefashos. So if you have this, quote, accumulation of blood, makizin also, now the Mechaber is talking about in the time where the treatment for many, many medical conditions was bloodletting, which we, of course, today do not routinely think is the correct medical response. And the halacha is that you're supposed to follow the advice of the current medical opinion and not the medical opinions from the times of the Chazal or the Gemara or from Rishonim even. So our indications for bloodletting would be quite different. There are some indications even for bloodletting today, for example, lysithymia, but that's not important for right now. But whenever there is an indication for bloodletting, whatever it is, so makizin also afilu holech al raglov, afilu biyom harishon. You're allowed to do a bloodletting when it's medically indicated, even if this is the first day that it would be indicated, which is Shabbos, and if the person is still healthy right now. But if that bloodletting is indicated and it needs to be done because it's safek pikuach nefashos, then you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos and even if the person is still relatively healthy, which again is in accord with all of the principles that we've already mentioned till now. The Mishnah Berurah states in Sivkot and Chafalef, and this is allowed to be done afilu ayidei Yisrael, can be done even by a Jewish person. The Sekantu, because this is obviously sofek pikuach nefashos. Now, the imachazo dam b'miktas, however, if it is a minor accumulation of blood, I'm not exactly sure what they refer to, but in Dirshu footnote number 25, he brings down, if you have blood in a black and blue mark, for example, in a hematoma, now that's not life-threatening at all, and that's just an accumulation of blood, and maybe that's what they mean over here, achazo dam b'miktas. Uminkar, and it's clear, shurak mechosh b'alma. It's clear that this is of no significance whatsoever. For example, maybe a person has a very, very slightly high or low blood pressure, if you want to say that this achazodam only means blood pressure. So in that situation, when it's clear that it is not a life-threatening situation, it's a vaday, not life-threatening situation, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Vilna Gaon, in that situation, osur, one is absolutely forbidden to be mechal Shabbos. The issue footnote number 25 further brings down from the name of the Issa v'Heter, she'ein z'nechshav kicholi pnimi. This is not considered like an internal illness, which we said, of course, you're always allowed to be mechal Shabbos for. It's safek pikuach nefashos, and he says she'ein higo remes tzar gadol. Likewise, it doesn't cause a person great pain. V'yachol achol lahamtin ad lamachras below sakana, and there's absolutely no danger in waiting till tomorrow to take care of this. So then, in this situation, one would not be allowed to do this phlebotomy, this bloodletting over here, and this wouldn't even be allowed even on Yontif Sheni, and it wouldn't even be allowed to be done by a non-Jewish person. With that, we will conclude today's shiur.